Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 126 for the week of June 29th, 2009. We begin this week with my interview with Tony Kenton of Nova Finishing Systems. On the line today is Tony Kenton, president of Nova Finishing Systems, Inc., located in Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania. Thanks for joining us, Tony.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we understand that Nova Finishing Systems manufactures small benchtop mass finishing equipment. Could you give us a little history of yourself and your company?
Oh, wow. We started out in 1988, I believe, in August. Let me put it this way. When we went into the business, we actually did so reluctantly, meaning we were selling another product line which had a lot of problems, and we couldn't get the manufacturer to correct those problems. So we started manufacturing machines that had a very good horsepower and longevity in the motor system. And then we offered options as to greater motor packages way beyond what was common in the industry at the time. We were similar to other companies' products, but we developed a patent for separation, which is like a basket device, and it is very conducive to small parts, especially micro-miniature parts. We can sort out media and parts down to 030 in size. No one else has that, and we still have that patent, and it's still a very good system. Consequently, we do sell a lot of small systems to the medical and aerospace and electronics industries. We had to change our name in 91 for reasons which I'm not going to go into, but the product line has pretty much stayed the same up until just recently. When I say recently, the vibratory products, we just added a product to it this year. And 5 years ago, we bought out a company that made disc finishers, the old R.N. Hudson company out of Texas. We're very happy with that product line. It's really a fantastic centrifugal disc finishing machine system. Naturally, we experienced transitional problems, and I wouldn't say we're completely out of the woods on that, but that's coming along very nicely, and we are actually making some improvements in that product line as well.
Great. Thanks, Tony. Now, could you give us a brief intro to benchtop mass finishing equipment? Like, who would use it and why?
Again, because it was a small system, it was primarily used a lot by jewelers, which was a big part of our product sales in the early years. That has since been replaced with mostly job shops, machine shops as our primary purchasers, and that is still what is, shall we say, the trend in that product.
So there might be people using other technologies then who might benefit from switching to mass finishing.
Yes. A lot has to do with what kind of surface finish they're looking for, and it lends itself to greater volume, meaning there are a lot of abrasive blasted parts and systems out there, and that technology produces a rougher finish than mass finishing. So it's normally a better process than abrasive blasting, unless that is your final surface finish that you're going with.
So what is the capacity or throughput of these mass finishing machines?
For deburring purposes, our machines, let's go with the 1 cubic foot. That holds about 50 pounds of parts and 50 pounds of media, i.e. roughly a 50-50 proportion of the process. With an abrasive process, you can produce a batch of parts in about 1 hour. That could be as short as 15 minutes. It could be as long as 2 to 4 hours. But that is a good average for the 1 cubic foot. The time is the same on the other machines as well, but it's a smaller quantity. So instead of 50 pounds, you got roughly 25 pounds and 12 pounds in our other two machines.
Okay, thanks for the intro to mass finishing, Tony. And tell us now about the other products or types of finishing machines that you offer.
Well, as I said, the disc finisher is our only major primary product at this time. And let's use a comparative figure here. For every hour our vibratory machines operate, it would be about 10 minutes equal amount of material removal in a centrifugal disc finisher. So that's a significant amount of improvement, but again, the costs are significantly greater as well.
Okay, and should listeners contact you for recommendations on what type of finishing equipment or media to employ for their problems?
Yeah, that is a very good thought there. We had a number of items on our media supply list, and it's still up on the website. We offered at one time packages that the end customer could use to develop his own process, but we found it to be more beneficial to try to work with the end customer to develop a process rather than sell him a coarse, medium, and fine product. We would ask them to send us his parts, and we would develop a process for him. And that's still, I think, the best way to proceed in most cases.
Okay, well, thanks, Tony. Now, as a supporting advertiser of Finishing.com, listeners can find more information about you and Nova Finishing Systems by going to your WorldLink listings in the equipment and consultants directories. How else can listeners reach you?
We have a website, NovaFinishing.com. We have an 800 free telephone line for consultation. We have a book that is... It's not in hard copy form, but we have a book in CD form that they can also acquire. That book is 50% on mass finishing and 50% on all other versions of material removal as well. So it's a little bit covering the complete area of material removal.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today, Tony. And if you could just leave our listeners with your 800 number and your website again, that would be great.
I appreciate that. All right, the 800 number is 444-4159, and the website is novafinishing.com.
Great. Thanks so much, Tony.
All right, thank you.
Here's the calendar of events through the end of July. On June 29th, there will be a joint MAMF-AESF meeting with a Hackensack Riverkeeper eco-cruise originating from the Red Roof Inn Meadowlands Marina in Secaucus, New Jersey. On July 1st, RadTech, the Association for UV and EB Technology, will have a webinar on new opportunities in UV-EB food packaging presented by Ron Golden of Focal Point Consulting and Martha Marapiece of Keller & Heckman, LLC. On July 8th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF will hold a golf tournament at Foster Golf Links at Summer Meadows Golf Course in Seattle, Washington. On July 8th and 9th, the Light Metals Institute, a division of Light Metals Industries, in cooperation with the Surface Finishing Academy, will present an advanced seminar on the science and engineering of anodizing and hard coat anodizing in Jupiter, Florida. On July 14th and 15th, Surface Finishing Academy powder coating course, instructed by Tiger Drylac USA, will take place in Jupiter, Florida. On July 15th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have a continuing education seminar, On-Site Wastewater Treatment Tiered Permitting, at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. And on July 22nd, RadTech, the Association for UV and EB Technology, will hold a webinar on sustainable coating strategies for the future of manufacturing using UV-EB curing, presented by Michael Kelly and Dan Sweetwood of Allied Photochemical and David Haggood of Finishing Technology Solutions. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.